Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, we're live. Hello, everybody. So, show number 5 with Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sun.
Yeah, so we represent DCYS Entertainment. We are DCYS. A show that kind of just is out there to help promote everybody within the scene, whether it's going to be a musician, somebody that is an artist, anything. You want to call and promote yourself? If you want to call and just talk shit, it's cool. You know, we'll talk about what's going on out there, Trump, that kind of stuff. It's all fair game. So, what else? Disclaimer, we'll not be airing live next week. We'll be coming back August the 3rd. So, you know, we apologize for that. But we'll be back, and I miss anything.
I think we're good.
You want to give them our social media? So we.
Oh, yes. Shout out to social media is Facebook, Periscope, is at the official DCYS. Our contact email is theofficialdcys@gmail.com. Twitter and Instagram are under DCYS_ENT. Where you find all our information, how to contact us, how to get on the show.
Get back up.
How to network.
You're on my way, son.
How to get to the speaker. Yeah. Excuse me. And yeah, so without further ado, let's start the show, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Black here. All right. We're about to be on here. Blackout Radio. All right, we're ready, though. Let's go. First call.
First call. You got all of it?
What we got out there?
Yes, I got 802582. You're live.
Hey, everybody. It's Brad from Vermont. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Brad? How are you?
How you doing, Brad?
I'm just chilling. Just thought I'd call in and promote my artist. I manage an artist by the name of Tycoon. I know I was on last week as well. My artist Tycoon, he's actually got one of his songs, Kill, being played on Blackout Radio every Tuesday. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Tycoon, right?
Yeah, it's Young Tycoon or Tycoon, either or. He goes by both, you know. It's basically the same thing, you know. It's kind of like saying T.I. and T.I.P.
Yeah.
He also goes by, you know. Well,
so,
yeah.
What's the social media you want to promote out there, man?
My Facebook is Brad Bourne. Also type in B Dubs. It should pop up there. It's the only one that says from Berkshire, Vermont. So that one's me. You can hit me up and check out Tycoon's music on the fan page, which is Young Tycoon. But if you want any features or anything, you know, hit me up on the Young Tycoon fan page or my Facebook directly, and we can see about making something happen, you know, from there. And other than that, Tycoon actually is hitting the studio right now as we speak, so a new single's dropping real soon. We're not going to release it until probably Friday. But definitely stay tuned for that.
Brad, is that for an EP or something? Or is it just like, you're going to put it on something?
Oh, yeah. The project right now that we decided to do is he's going to do a mixtape called Beat Slayers Volume 1. And what he's going to do is he's going to take some beats of, like, well-known songs. So, like, you know, any beats of, like, well-known songs. Like, for instance, he might use, like, a Meek Mill's I'm a Boss, and he will write his own thing to it. And obviously we're not going to, you know, sell it. It's just going to be out there for, like, he's going to basically take the beats and slay the beat, basically.
Right. Well, listen, Brad, before we let you go, is there anything else you want to promote or anything like that? And I know you spit a little bit. You got to get some of that, too, man.
Yeah. Let me see. I got to think of something real quick. Reload that pistol. Squeeze between your eyes. Malcolm Jamal warned him, couldn't read between the lines. You think your rhyme as nice as me? These cowards try fighting me. It's going down like airplane 93. Shit, I'm hotter than Lebanon. got more soldiers than a Pentagon. You soften and linen, dog. Hoes get me up, and then I get them off. My work is like price tags. I rip them off. These are simple bars. I don't even try hard. You versus me is like iPads versus iPods. No competition. Shit, you should have let bygones be bygones, because my shells rip through Teflon like nylon. Like Saigon, I put pain in your life. Your bitch ugly. Look like Lil Wayne is your wife. I pop a chain faster than a chain on a bike. The way that I spit, I probably get a ring in the night, because...
Rap in Vermont, everybody.
Yeah.
Check out his
on every show.
That's it, man. We respect the love, Brad.
Yeah, man.
You're definitely...
I appreciate it.
We check out his Young Tycoon and... there's a new single, Kill, that's coming out.
Yeah, and myself personally, like I said, because I know you got other callers, so I just wanted to throw this out. Myself, I'm an artist as well, but I focus on managing first. But, I mean, I have one song on my YouTube channel right now, which is just type in Brad Bourne 802 Nobody, and that's my best song yet so far. I mean, that song went from 800 to 2,100 and something views in less than an hour's time. So that song is one I did out in Utica, New York.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out, definitely. Thanks for calling in, as usual, and we appreciate the bars. You did a good job. And maybe we'll see
thank
you in
you.
2 weeks.
Yeah, most definitely. I'll definitely be tuned in, and thank you guys for what you do, and sorry to all the callers for taking so long, you know, but I definitely enjoy this. So.
You're good, man. All right. Take it easy, bro.
All right, so,
206-734. 206, all right. Who we got on the line, man?
Call us your name, where you from. B. Cole from Seattle, Washington.
B. Cole! Thanks again, B. Cole! All the way from Washington.
What's happening? What's happening?
Damn, isn't it marijuana illegal out there?
This guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Wow. I was just wondering. So, what's going on, B. Cole? We appreciate you calling in. And I had a chance to check out your records, man. And I like it. I like
man.
You. You have a lot of energy. And so
thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Pack has a lot of energy.
No, we have Pack.
Yeah, so we're dropping that later.
We're
definitely gonna play that later. So what's going on, man? Tell us a little about yourself for the people that don't know who you are.
Yeah, shout yourself out.
Oh man, you know, the name is B. Cole, B C O L E. Born and raised in Seattle, Washington, the Great Northwest. You know what I mean? I've been doing music since I was about 9 years old, but I just recently released my debut album, Riches Define Hustle, June 20th, and it's been on smash, man. It's been going crazy. The support from the people has been real organic, and I'm just loving the reaction right now, man. Pax, the record you guys are talking about, the video, I put that out, you know, so that's out right now on YouTube, and man, it's been going crazy.
Yeah, it looks like that was fun to shoot, too.
Oh, man, it was live. We actually shot that at a recreational in out of Bremerton, Washington, called Destination Highway 420. You know, they partnered with me, and they let me actually come in their establishment and shoot the video. So shout out to Destination Highway 420, man. It was live. It was popping.
Nah, that's a cool video, man. So what are your favorite songs on the album, man?
My favorite songs, man, I enjoy Pax, man. I enjoy Pax. It was real original, like you said. You know, it's a lot of high energy. You'll notice in my music, you know, as my career goes on and as I release more records, that's pretty much my style. My style is pretty high energy a lot of times because, you know, I just like to give people something to turn up to.
Yeah, turn up music. Nah, that's the shit. You had the gym and shit.
Yeah.
You put on Pat.
Yeah. I'm about to 225. Yeah. Do an extra 2.5. Yeah.
Throw it on there. Oh man, so all right, what about your second favorite, man? You must have what are the first couple tracks you listen to? Or wait, hold on. Should it be like a listener's track 1 through, you know, to the end?
Yeah.
Or should we just jump right to the best tracks, or the ones that you recommend?
Jump to the ones you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, you can listen from the front to the back of it, man, and it's, you know, from the top to the bottom, it's gonna ride all the way through. I can't really pick a joint on there that's really my favorite. I really enjoyed making the record with my boy Reno Red, so cinematic. I really needed something that was going to be more melodic and something to still be turned up, but something to swag to and something that the ladies could identify with. So that record definitely was one of my favorite to record off the project.
Ah, all right, so check that out as well. So Cinematic, for those who are Cinematic, for those who are listening. You said it was Reno Red was on it?
Yes, Reno Red. He's from Seattle, Washington as well. One of my partners, man. He did a great job on the record. And it was live, man. It's live. People are going to like that record. It's a dope record to just ride to.
All right. You like boys of Reno Red? You guys grew up together? Or is it just like a you guys met and like, oh.
No, it's not. We grew up together. I mean, we homies. We homies, definitely, though. I mean, he's an artist that I respect. He's real creative. You know what I mean? He can sing and rap. You know what I'm saying? So he's versatile. He makes dope records. And I just love collaborating with him on the project. And it came out dope. It came out dope. When you listen to Soul Cinematic, you'll see what I mean. It's a dope record to just ride to and vibe to.
So when did you start, you said you've been doing music since you were 9. So, but when do you really, like, you're in the studio, that kind of thing?
It all really started when I was about 16, 17 years old, man. I was really looking up to some of the older artists, you know, that were more established in my region and in my area. Going to the studio with them, kind of watching what they do, practicing on my own in my own time, and then I recorded for the first time professionally when I was 18 years old.
Nice.
Out here in Seattle, Washington.
So you perform on the regular, or you do that too?
Oh yeah, definitely. I've had a pretty solid performance schedule. I'm usually performing just about every 30 days, probably at the most. That's in between my performances. I got a performance coming up actually on the 31st of this month.
Where's it at for the people that are listening that but might be in your area that want to check you out?
Definitely come and check me out, Seattle, Washington, downtown Seattle at the spot called 88 Keys. I'm going to be performing live there as well as a special guest performer.
Ah, all right. So how is Washington, man? How is it out there? Never been there.
Oh, man, it's crazy. It's crazy. Like you said, like the legal weed got everything on smash right now. Seattle's just one of those Seattle's one of those places to be, man. It's beautiful out here. You can raise a family out here. You know what I mean? It's a real dope city. Dope hip-hop community. You know what I mean? For a long, deep history with music exists in this city. And that's something that motivated me to get into hip-hop. Was just being here and being around that kind of a culture, and you know, to grow up here has been a blessing.
So, do you prefer B? Do you prefer Cole? What's that? How should I call you? D Cole.
What was that?
How should I refer to you? B or D Cole or what?
Oh man, however you want. B Cole. You know, most often people just call me B, man, for short.
All right, Mr. B. Now listen. So, what's next? What's your next move now? You got the album. What are you going to do now?
I got the album out. We're going to be doing some meet and greets. There's possible tours in the talks right now, but really, I'm about to just be getting out touching the people, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to be doing a lot of shows. I'm going to be shooting a lot of videos. And, of course, you know, I'm involved with the community in my city as well, so I'm going to be linking up with different outreaches and just being a part of my community, you know what I mean? It goes way deeper than music. So right now I'm just putting in that footwork, you know, as an independent, that's important.
Yeah. So now, like in the community, what kind of stuff are you doing out there to support the community? Can you elaborate?
Oh, definitely, man. You know, there's different outreach programs that I partner up with to give awareness for things like education, you know, for things like development. A lot that focuses around education, you know what I mean? You could be a lot of different things. You could be whatever you want to be. All you have to do is focus and keep the right kind of people around you. And in the current climate that we're in, that kind of positivity is needed for youngsters. I actually have a 3-year-old daughter myself, so I take things like that very seriously. You know what I mean? So those are the kind of things I'm getting into. Boys and girls clubs, you know what I mean? There's different programs that I get into involved there. So it's a number of things.
Because, you know what it is? I feel like the populations that grow up without, like, as many resources as others, they kind of have a difficulty because, they need a little bit more. They need a mentor, you know. They need good schools and shit like that. But I think it's very admirable that you get back while you continue to do your music thing.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm going to continue to. You know, we need that right now. We need that more now than ever, you know.
Yeah. So now, are you an independent artist or you on a label? Like, what's going on with that?
I'm fully independent right now, 100% independent. And it's been, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot from an independent standpoint. You know what I mean? You really have to be really organic with the people. You know, I believe, you know, being independent has taught me more than anything that you got to hustle. You know what I mean? So, and I'm a hustler. So, you know, being independent has been a blessing for me, and it's been good so far. But it doesn't mean if the right situation comes along that we definitely wouldn't partner up.
Right, right. You gotta be ready.
You gotta be ready. But right now, we just building organically, man, from the independent.
So now, B, what's some advice you can give to others that you know, they're trying to do what you're doing out there?
The advice that I can give to others: always work hard, and like nothing can stop a hard worker but working wrong. You know what I mean? But then at least half the battle is already taken care of. Put your best foot forward on working hard and stay consistent. That's number one. Number two, build yourself a strong team, man. You know, and that doesn't mean always going out looking and seeking people. Those kind of people will come to you. People who know you will come to you. Form your team around a team of believers.
Right.
And push with them.
Right. So we got,
you know,
all right,
people that believe in your collective visions.
Now, B, on that note, who's in your team, man?
Yeah, who's your team? Shout out the team, man.
Why?
Everybody.
Man, shout out my team, man. Shout out my management team, True Indie Management. They've been holding me down from the very beginning. We've been in the game with each other since 2014. You know what I'm saying? And they've been really holding me down all the way through and helping me build and helping me construct my career in the right way and organize my infrastructure. So shout out my team right there. Shout out to cspot.com for always showing me love. Great platform in my city, community involved. DJ Cun Love is, you know, he runs everything over there. He's a solid dude. So shout out to them for their support as well. Shout out to the Fleet DJs for always holding down my records, breaking all my records worldwide. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, my team, I got a pretty large team, man.
I got
a pretty big team.
Yeah. When B. Cole is driving around, man, what are you listening to in the whip? What do you got on right now?
Oh, man, you know, myself, of course, because, you know, I've always been my biggest critic, so I'm always looking for ways to, you know, get better at what I do.
Yeah,
let me see. Who am I listening to right now? I'm listening to a lot of Jeezy lately.
Jeezy, all right.
I listen to a lot of Jeezy, man, because, you know, he just motivates me.
Yeah, he's a motivator. I think Motivation 101 is one of my favorite albums.
Exactly.
Just still in that. I remember I had like a. Did you ever have a subwoofer in your car? Did you ever have a sub in there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you had track one and you had a sub in your car, You were feeling that shit.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Oh, that was such a good album, man. All right, so what else? You got Jeezy. Say like, you don't got Jeezy. He's not available. Who's next?
Yo Gotti.
Yo Gotti. He's out of control, man.
Exactly. Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is his new song? Shit. I can't think of it. I mean, he's doing
a thing. He's got a couple new things.
You know what I mean? He's been around for a while.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. He always comes back, man. I like one thing I like about those guys right now, you know, Jeezy and people like Yo Gotti, is they're bringing the awareness back to the fact that artists are entrepreneurs before anything else. You know what I mean? There can be different things that they do in the business, different ventures that they do. You know, Gotti got Privé, he got the restaurant, he's in the restaurant business, real estate business. It just really motivates me as a young hustler and as a young artist coming into the game to keep an open mind and be versatile with how you handle your business. You know what I mean? So that's why I listen to him right now. I'm listening to that Art of Hustle album heavy right now.
I think they say Kevin Gates is hustling out there. He's doing his thing. You like Kevin Gates?
He's dope.
Yeah.
He's dope. He's definitely somebody who I would love to work with, you know, once I get up in the ranks in the game and everything. He's definitely somebody I love to work with. Kevin Gates is a creative dude. I think he's really original. I love his music. I love his music.
Yeah, I do as well. On that note, so besides Kevin Gates, if you were calling one person, you had any person's number, like, listen, I want to collab with you. Who's it going to be?
Damn.
One person.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
man, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say Wale.
Oh, I like that. That's a good answer, man. That's a good answer. All
right, explain. Yeah. What do you got?
Wale is a creative genius in more ways than one because from a writing standpoint and the angles that he uses to deliver the message that he's trying to deliver, I think we could create something really dope because he comes from the left and surprises you every time with the simplest things. You know what I mean? I think he is literally the master at complex simplicity.
Wow. Yeah, for real. Man, that was well said.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think we would definitely create something dope.
Yeah. What about a singer?
A singer?
Neo, Miguel, Leon. If you had to do it.
That's difficult, man. That's difficult. That's difficult, man. You know, to be honest, we talking major or we talking independent?
Whoever.
Go for it, man.
Whoever.
Shout
him out. Yeah. Who is it?
Okay. Major, I would have to say, for R&B artists I reach out to for a feature, it probably be Jeremiah. I think he's real underrated, and I like his sound.
Okay.
Wait, who did you
say? For a major, Jeremiah.
Oh, Jeremiah. Oh,
yo, Jeremiah. He said Jeremiah. Yo.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Oh.
Yo, Jeremiah. He's called a hitmaker. That's what he's called.
Exactly. You know what I mean? He got a hitmaking voice. You know, he got a hitmaking voice. I like his content. I think we can make something legendary. From an independent standpoint, man, y'all definitely watch out for my boy Reno Red. What he did on So Cinematic was great.
Okay.
But he's getting greater every day, so watch out for him.
You know, check the crap.
Definitely keep a lookout for him.
I came across on your website in a video with Alton Sterling. What was that about?
Oh, that was the actual cover art for a live broadcast. I was interviewed on.
So what was
my boy D Money?
So what was it about Alton Sterling that made you want to take his picture?
Well, my boy D Money that interviewed me, he's the one who put that up as the cover art for the broadcast. One thing that we could say that's significant about that man's face.
Yeah.
It's so crazy that the man was killed selling his music. You know what I mean? And I don't know if a lot of people know that. He was actually handing out CDs.
I did not know that. Yep.
You know, of his own music. And he had permission from the store owner and from the establishment that he was standing out in front of. I believe it was a corner store in the neighborhood. And minded his own business, handing out his CDs, not heckling people or anything, but... You know, we obviously see what happened. You know, we see how the media is spinning. We really look at the details of it. It really hits close to home for me because of the fact that I do that. You know, I do that in my own city. You know, free enterprise, you know what I mean? I talk to establishment owners like gas stations, corner stores, where there's a collection of people, where there's traffic, and I hand out my CDs, and that could have easily been me or some of the other artists that I've seen do that over the years. That's how we come up.
Listen, if you know the problem is, you know, you got the video and the witness accounts. Somebody got to be held accountable, man. Like, you can't just let these people off like that. It seems like every time they shoot somebody, yeah, it's, you know, they don't, there's no, nobody's reprimanded for that. I don't understand. Nobody's accountable. So I hope they figure that shit out.
Because, exactly,
you know, you get shot out there and the cops. It's just that. Some people just get that. They're like, when people react to retaliate, like, say, in Dallas or Baton Rouge, you know, that's a crazy person shooting somebody. But he's motivated because something crazy happened to, like, something that relates to him. And, you know, the reality is when you're black in America, there's racism out there, man. It's so, you think it's subtle, but it's not. And I just hope that shit stops. I hope it stops.
Yeah, I mean, I think it definitely
I don't mean to bring it down like that. But I think we got, what we got going on right now?
Okay, we got more callers. We want to say that please hold on the line. We appreciate every call.
Yeah. Definitely.
Everyone gets their shine. We just we connected with B. Cole offline. So if you'd like to contact us, contact theofficialdcys@gmail.com for inquiries. Yeah, man.
And right now, again, we're speaking to B. Cole at B. Cole 206 on Twitter, and it's ColeMusic.com. You can check out his new album, Riches Define Hustle. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct.
And also, you know, check out PAX. I think that's a definitely a hype joint that'll get you going. I suggest if you're at the gym, you're going to put up your maxes. That's the song you want to listen to.
Yeah.
In addition, we got B. Cole collabing with Reno Red on So Cinematic. I haven't had a chance to check that out. What else? B. Cole, what else you want to talk about, man? What else is on your mind?
Definitely go pick the album up. It's dope from beginning to end. You know, it's on Spotify right now, so just search B. Cole. You'll see the album Riches Define Hustle pop up on there. Definitely go to my website. I'm launching my merchandise pretty soon, so keep up on the lookout for that and different community involvement that I'm doing. I'll be definitely posting those on my website. It's ColeMusic.com. That website is the central hub for all music news and fashion that has to do with myself. So definitely indulge in that.
All right,
yeah,
man.
Hey, we got
freestyle. Shouts out to you guys for having me come through, man.
Hey,
yo,
man.
Be cool, man. Anytime, man.
I appreciate you coming on, and it's nice to see somebody successful out there that gives back to the community,
doing things
in which it comes from, man. I appreciate that. Now, be cool. As tradition on our show, before we kind of let people go, that happen to be artists, we kind of ask them if they want to do like a acapella 16 bars freestyle we're in or whatever.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to be a part of that tradition, man?
Oh, man, I don't freestyle like that.
16 off of PAX. I don't give a fuck. Just want to hear you spit live, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got the acapella. We're going to raise the trap. We're going to get height.
Oh, all right, this is what you got to do. You got to do your first verse in PAX, and after we hang up, we're going right to the song. So you got to do the intro. Do the intro right now.
I gotta do the intro.
Do the intro right now.
I got
so
another one for you.
Go ahead, man.
This is something off the top of my head I've been thinking about. Y'all ready?
We're ready.
Can we use profanity or not? Can we use profanity or what we're doing?
Yeah, go ahead. Curse, man. I don't give a fuck.
Hey, man. Art.
You good.
Audio right, art.
Do it. All right, look. Young nigga, I get it, bitch. I'm in pursuit of that paper. Till my eye closed, my heart froze. We thin toes on that label. My heart up and we thin cut. We certified our label with them Gucci bags and that purple tag and that ass hanging in my navel. Lay hands angel. Niggas claiming to have it popping. They quite on this level. Stacking guap, popping that Sierra Rock, and they labeled as rebels. No deal if it ain't a meal, bitch. I won't ever settle.
Yeah.
See these lanes, hey, but they ain't shit. Got loaded guns in my spaceship. I don't freestyle, man. There you go.
There you go, man. There you go. Be cool, man.
You're good, bro.
That's it for me. I don't freestyle, man. That shit funny.
Nah, you're good.
Yeah,
you guys, you see me trying freestyle.
Nah,
man.
Yeah. Now you want last day,
bro. I'm glad nothing's recorded. So people from
yeah, man, my pen's crazy though.
So we got Nicole on the line. It's Nicole206 on Twitter, and it's coldmusic.com. Check out a new album, Rich's Defined Hustle. You can find that on Spotify. Go to his website, which is in the center above. And again, thank you for coming on, Nicole. We appreciate you, bro.
Man, you already know. Shout out to Blackout Radio, man. Let's do it again. So.
Yes, please. You know that, man. You be good. All right, man.
All right, man. 100.
All right, so that was Nicole. One of my favorite songs on that I've heard from them, heard a couple, was Pax. So let's check that out, man.
Like you. We'll take the opportunity to say, please hold the line.
Yeah.
If you're on the line, we appreciate every call, everyone who can.
Yeah. You know what we got, right? Trap season. Okay, the Glock under the seat, no Bible on the dash. Mind up, that's how we rock. Stay focused on this cash. They hating on the kid. They saying that we on mash. This bracket's excessive. Yo, cake ain't in my class, nah. I'm chasing bail. They know I have work. My city trapping. All my got that back work. Got that back work. Got that back work. My city trapping. All my got that back work. You gotta mention my name. Give up that mutual respect. You just make it back the same. Cause all that talking is whack and all that hating is lame. Aren't you way in on the track? I'm heavier in the game. Shout out them boys in the sack. Just keep your animals safe. He'll see how he's got my back and stay equipped with them things. The bigger the strap, the more kick back on the bank. It's real estate on the map. Just stay in your lane, okay?
Okay.
No gym, if I ain't you. On the first collab, I ate you.
Yeah.
My love cool, red straight too. And that white thing when I straight through. Yeah. Flip me, they pay too. Come iced out to your venue. C-Town Prince, that rings too. So expect the grind to get real. Okay, the Glock under the seat. No Bible on the dash. Mind up, that's how we rock. Stay focused on this cash. They hating on the kid. They saying that we on mash. This bracket's excessive. Yo, cake ain't in my class, nah. I'm chasing bail, they know I have work. My city trapping, all my got that back work. Got that back work. Got that back work. My city trapping, all my got that back work. 28 grams, know what that bag worth? My city trapping, all my got that back work. Got that back work. Got that back work. My city trapping, all my got that back work. My city trapping, all my got that back work. Them girls ain't choosing cause you losing and you lack. Work.
We win.
Play with my team, that scheme gon' lead you to that black hurt. Yo, be on the hustler, shorty got that trap shirt. Getting money? Oh yeah, we with that. Around my bread, be on your head like a new era cat. You want that A1? My city, where it's at?
Seattle.
Just pass through traffic or just fly them through the air and back. Hold up. Airplane mode.
Yeah.
I'm on my face, man. Yo, to Mimi, we gon' put her on the space cam. And give a pound game.
Ooh.
That's 28 grams.
Yeah.
Girl, Looney Tune, I've been there. Have a space cam.
Okay,
I'm back under the seat. No Bible on the dash. Mind up, that's how we rock. Stay focused on this cash. They hating on the kid. They saying that we on mash. This bracket's excessive. Yo, cake ain't in my class, nah. I'm chasing bail. They know I have work. My city trapping. All my got that back work. Got that back work. Got that back work. My city trapping. All my got that back work. 28 grams. Know what that bag worth? My city trapping. All my got that back work. Got that back work. Got that back work. My city trapping. All my got that back.
That was B. Cole.
B. Cole.
Pax. Got that pack work.
Get you hyped a little bit. You know, it's late, but we get you hyped, you know, getting ready to grind for the rest of the night, right?
That's it, man. That was off his album, Rich's Defined Hustle. And that came out June 20th. Check that out on Spotify or it's coldmusic.com. Once again, this is Dr. Connell. And we're DCYS. You know, it's a couple of dudes just doing a radio show trying to promote the music scene. around the country. Shit, if people call from fucking China, well, I don't know. We might need a translator or something.
Work it out. Work it out.
But without further ado, I know we got some callers. Thank you for being patient.
Yes.
And let's go ahead and take the next caller.
Next caller. We got 702, right?
Yeah.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, shit. I didn't know
what's
you were
there.
Who's calling? Where are you calling from? Let the people know. We know the people.
Rally, yo. Philly, man.
Rally, yo, man. What's going on, man? How are you, bro? Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
Who do you want to shout out, bro?
Who I want to shout out?
Yeah, you got like a website or something like that?
Social media.
Yeah. You can check my Facebook page. That's Relio, R-E-L-L-I-O-N, McDonnell, M-C-D-O-N-E-L-L.
All right, and now, so you're, what are you, an artist? Where you from, man?
Yeah. Philly.
Oh, Philly, okay.
Yeah. I'm at the county part, outside of Philly.
Ah, okay. And so what? You're a rapper? What do you do, man?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
What's your style like? Are you like a Drake or do you have your own style?
Yeah, I'm my own style. Let's see. Yeah, I got my own style.
Yeah, man. All right. And so what do you mean that?
Trap flow, yeah.
Ah, like that trap. For people that are listening, where can they find your music at?
SoundCloud, it'd be SoundCloud.com/ PBM-Dante, DONTAA. But I mean, maybe you could basically just go on my Facebook and you can see my most recent work on my wall.
On Relly McDonald?
Relion, R-E-L-L-I-O-N, McDonnell, M-C-D-O-N-E-L-L.
All right, man. Anything else on your mind, bro? You got anything else on your mind?
No. I mean, I want to shout out Imperial. That's our movement. The other movement, Blue Buzzing Boys.
All right.
And then we got another movement going on, Blockwork. I mean, but you can check them. Oh, yeah, you can check when you go on the page. Check out the, my single I just dropped. It's, that thing fired. It's called That's Him.
Ah, we're definitely going to check that out, man.
Yeah, man.
But listen, before we let you go, you want to spit some bars before we let you go, man?
Yeah, I spit the first verse to That's Him.
All right, go ahead, man.
I said, all these niggas talking record. I just want to check, fuck it up, get it back for my hood on the mat. Said I wouldn't make it. That's a hate statement. Last of these days, I'm just blowing paper. Why say fuck later? I'm thinking now. Walk around with me now. Used to be a broke nigga, turned to a coke for a young nigga. Chat like an old nigga, get that bad bitch. Check, let it flex at the mall. Shot till she fall. I'ma bring it all. Give me everything you ask for. Strap like a task force. Up book each shot like a backboard. Sometimes I think what I need to trap for. Have my young niggas kick it back door. Trap lays with these bitches. Hit it with the curve. She ain't really dig. Guess I wasn't trying to be too ignorant. Standing on my pivot. I ain't going nowhere. Look for a real one. I'm standing right here. Bitch, you know I'm the man of the year. Man, my spec, I ain't playing over here. You a G on the grand, real life, you square. Only my business, sit in my bed. Shit get real, niggas act real scared. Bitchin', pointing fingers over there.
Yeah. Yo, listen, man, we appreciate you calling in. Yeah, we got a lot of callers, but be calling anytime. Right. Tell yourself out, bro. We appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Good, all right, man, good luck. Appreciate you.
All right, peace, man.
All right.
757-7236 July.
Hello?
Hello, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Baltimore, Maryland. My name is LeVar.
What's going on, man? Are you an artist?
No, I'm a promoter.
I'm a promoter. So what you got, man?
Yeah. I got a Cassie show coming up on July 23rd and live in Baltimore, Rosedale, Maryland, at Club Vanity Room, 1814 Pulaski Highway. I have a couple artists from California, South Carolina, Baltimore, New York, California, and also some people from Philadelphia opening up for Cassidy July 23rd.
July 23rd, huh?
Yes,
what, I'm sorry, what are they doing there? It's like
they open up for, they open up for Cassidy.
Oh, they're opening. All right.
Open up for Cassidy.
And so how would they get in touch with you?
They can reach me on his LeVar Hayes, or you can reach me by my cell phone number, 757-236-1346.
You said it was LeVar Hayes?
LeVar Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Ah,
H-A-Y-E. All
right, cool, man. What else? You got anything else you're doing? This is not the time, man.
Huh? Like so?
You got anything else you need to promote? Like, because now's the time. You got a few minutes. You got like a minute or so.
I'm also a catering company as well outside of Baltimore called CC Will Make Catering. They can check out my they can check out my fan page on Facebook, which is CC Catering with a Y, not a T. All
right.
Shout out to World Crush Entertainment. Shout out to QBX X-Tix Entertainment out of Connecticut. Army Set. Also shout out World Crush Entertainment. Also shout out. Who else I want to shout out? Real Life Monopoly, also Royal Aces Music Company. That's out of New York. And shout out to y'all for having me on the air.
Listen, man, we appreciate you calling. You calling in anytime. And LeVar, yeah, so LeVar, anytime you want to call in, just call up and whatever you got, man. I know the 23rd is coming up, but if you got something in August or whatever, just call in, all right?
I appreciate it. Y'all do it every Wednesday?
Yeah, every Wednesday, 10 to 11.
Next Wednesday.
Yeah, not next Wednesday, but every Wednesday, 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay, I'll check it out. I appreciate the opportunity.
Man, we appreciate you, Omar.
Shout out Black Tier as well.
Yeah, yeah, Black Tier. All right, man, you be good, bro.
All right, you're cool.
Okay, I got 346. You live.
What's up?
What's up? What you got on the line, man?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Trey 8200 live out of Houston, Texas. You dig me? What's going on, y'all?
What's good? Trey 8200 from Houston, H-Town.
H-Town, baby, live in effect, man. We live.
Right,
how y'all
baby.
Doing tonight, man?
Yo, we're chilling. We're going to have a good time.
Good.
Have a good time networking, you know, getting these great artists online, you know.
Yeah, promoting people and shit. So you got like
websites? Hey man, I want to give y'all a big kudos for that, man. I ain't really hear nobody really give y'all a salute for that, man. That's real live. You know, y'all taking out to support the independent artists because shit, you know, it's a whole bunch of snakes in this game that like to feed off of people's dreams and just to, you know, have a platform for people to come to, man. That's 100, man. So really salute to y'all, man, for doing that, man. I support y'all 1,000%.
Listen,
appreciate that. Everyone has a voice there.
Listen, 200, it wouldn't work if you guys didn't call in.
Yeah, we wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for every one of y'all listening right now to call in.
I like Trey, man. I like Trey so far, man. I need to go to H-Town right
now. Yeah,
we
need to go to H-Town.
Listen, Trey, you know, we're here to promote you, so what you got, man? What's your social media, bro?
Shout yourself out.
Well, look, man, you know, I've been out here grinding real hard, so, you know, I got a hit song out right now called This Is My Year. I dropped it with a major artist called DJ Cho. Shout out DJ Cho, Brook Gang in the motherfucking building, you get me? And so in the first week, we got over 120K streams in just the first week. We almost had a quarter million plays, you know.
Quarter million.
Yo,
yeah.
Congrats, man.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? We're making this song right now where the hook is, This Is Our Year. I hope it does not sound like yours. I hope that doesn't happen.
No.
Hey, man, you got to have that, though, man. It's always good to have that positive vibe.
You know, everybody's here every time if they wanted it. You know what I'm saying?
I
they grind and working hard.
I don't want to be that dude that fucking plagiarizes, like the caller.
We're not going to kill a Mrs. Trump.
Man, we're going to need you on the track, man.
Yeah, for the people. It's for everybody.
All right, so.
Yeah.
What, you got a SoundCloud or anything? Or like
I got SoundCloud. You know, you can look me up on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com, T Belfort, B E 2 L's, F-O-R-T. You know, you can go on my webpage, check out my music, Trady200.com. You know, I'm on Spotify. You know, I try to stay on every site because you got to cover every platform so you don't make sure you don't miss not one ear that's possible out there, you know. You know, I recommend people, you know, make sure they put their music on Spotify because Spotify was paying, you know, they pay, you know, streams is good. You get somebody to press play off of Facebook, you just made you 7 cents. But, you know, it's a grind and a hustle and every cent count, you dig? So,
yeah.
You know, people got to always look at for them options to make the money because a lot of time, you know, that's what it is. That's what keeps you on going is the money. So, you know, I just share that with people. Spotify is playing and they paying good too.
Yeah, for real, man. Everyone on Spotify.
If you're an independent artist out there, get your fucking ass on Spotify. Get on there. Listen, we got a lot of callers, Trey. We'd like to talk to you again, of course.
Yeah,
but you know, before we let you go and shit, you want to spit some bars before we let you go?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was just hoping for, man. You know, I wanted to bless the guy with a couple of bars, you dig me?
All right, well, listen, you're going a cappella, so it's on you whenever you're ready.
All right. Shit. Shout out to Tabu. I got the bitch addicted like Badu. You know, I'm in the gang singing like Erykah Badu. It's so true. Nigga try me, they get blue. I'm telling you, it's no clue. My flow is sick of way past the flu. Who I do anywhere, any day, any eye. I'm always keep on my motherfucking focus. I make sure to cross every T and dot every I. You already know I'm on my Pac shit, all eyes on me. Flow sickest thing since HIV. Ain't a motherfucker in the gang going as hard as me. Why? Because I'm Mr. This Is My Year. Sitting right here, standing tall like a motherfucking light pole. That cold, taking over like it is a third world. I got this game on the shine, on the hustle and the grind. I just want to thank everybody for listening to me and giving me a little bit of your time. You did. Yeah.
Oh, Trey from H-Town, man.
Is that like a top two freestyle we've ever had on
here? No, man. I might be number one. I'm sorry for everyone calling me.
Bro, that was good. All right. So, yeah, once again, this is Trey 200 from H-Town, right?
Yep.
He got a quarter million views on his This Is My Year track.
After that number, people.
Yeah, let's get that bumping so you can make some change. But, again, call in any time, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, we got a lot of callers, but thank you for calling in.
Oh, yeah, I'm always going to support y'all. Thank y'all for having me on your show, man. Be blessed.
Thank you.
Peace.
I got 919, you're live.
Going on.
Call, who's calling? Where you calling from?
Who we got? We got nobody.
Are we still
alive? Nobody. Can you hear me?
911.
Who's calling? What's going on, man?
What up? Fever in the building?
Yeah, Fever.
He has been on every show.
Because he's dedicated.
He's from the beginning.
He's doing his thing.
Now, Fever, shout yourself out, man, before we get started.
Man, you know what I'm saying? F-E-V-A, Snapchat, F-E-V-A-25, Twitter, F-E-V-A-25, Instagram, F-E-V-A-25, Facebook.com, F-E-V-A-25, and, you know what I mean? I'm just working, man, trying to get this movement going, you know what I'm saying? A few contracts brewing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're writing, do you produce too or what?
You know, I mean, I'm capable of producing. I'm willing to help produce songs with some people. I do.
What platform you produce on? Like, are you a Freems producer? Ableton?
Great question.
Oh, I've pulled it.
Fever, was that? Did we lose Fever?
Somebody
lost Fever, I don't know.
We have to move on.
All right,
Fever. I got 717-644, you're locked.
Oh, yo, Spazzo in the building.
What's going on, man? How are you?
Omar Mob, I'm good. How are you?
No,
good looking
no,
for
Omar.
Mr. Omar.
Yeah,
you want to know Mr. Omar?
He hasn't met Dr. Khan, but he has met Yellow Sub. Yeah, he's cool. He's cool, great kid.
Omar, what's good, man?
What's good, man?
Producer?
Huh?
Who's coming? Casanova?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from PA, Lebanon, PA, man.
Yo, shout out PA.
All right, shout out PA. Yeah. That's where I'm from, technically. Residing in New Jersey. What's your social media, man?
I got a SoundCloud. You mean Spaz O? Look me up at Spaz O. I got Facebook. Look me up Omar Mob. I got Instagram. Look me up at Spaz O, Spaz_O9595. I got Snapchat, Spaz0995. I'm just working too. You mean doing what I gotta do.
Yeah, man, for real. It ain't fucking free, that's for sure.
Hell no.
So now, did you say you produce too, Omar?
I don't produce. I'm actually looking into learning because I'm trying to be a more independent where I learn how to produce for myself and make my music.
Definitely.
No, it's definitely.
Hey, but Omar, don't forget what we talked about.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to hit you up. We definitely going to work.
Yep. Collabing, baby.
Apparently there's something I don't know about.
It's all good. It's BTYS collaboration with Omar Mob. Come on, man.
Omar.
Basil. SGE Entertainment.
Yeah. Omar, now, you got any songs out there that people should listen to?
Actually, all my songs that I dropped, I did a total of 3 songs. All of my songs are 1,000 views and up. You know,
right.
Just started making music and already dropping a few numbers, so I guess that's good.
That is good.
Oh, for real.
What, you know, I haven't made your acquaintance before. Where do I got to go to check these out?
You could look me up at Facebook, Omar Mob. You mean my page is open, you know,
right,
so you could just scroll through.
All right, but hold up now. People are listening. What's the first song? Because you guys had a good impression.
First song, if you want to be motivated, if you want to hear a struggle, and if you want to hear pain, like stuff that I've been through, look up my Panda remix, the freestyle I've done. I mean, a lot of people are telling me to touch them, like they like that song.
All right, man.
Yeah, you want to check that out?
Listen, I just friended you, so I want to be able to check that shit out too. Oh, I guess what's up? Oh, okay. Now listen, Mr. Omar Mom, we appreciate you calling in and shit like that. And we have a couple callers that we get to, but before we let you come, if you want to do a little something off the top, or something you have written for a cappella. Yeah.
All right, I got you. As a man, you must. Are you ready?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Go for it.
As a man, you gotta grind for your shit. It's time for growing up. How you gonna say that you will, but actions ain't holding up? In the room, you asking you questions. You started folding up and had the audacity come around, try to run with us. I think you tripping. Catch a nigga, you missed it. I seen a lot of these niggas start switching because of envy. I had to just go and get it with some chasing. It's just an image. Some got a lot of dreams with ambition. That's so simple. Damn. I had to get my mind right. How you people just trying to judge me? You don't even know what my life like. I strive for greatness. Some don't even know what my grind like. I've been a star, but I shine when my time's right. Yeah.
You're good,
yeah,
bro.
That was good, yeah.
Nice flow, Mr. Omar Mom. Well, listen, thank I think you, judging by the relationship you've established with Yellow Sub, I might hear from you sometime.
Yeah, man.
But we appreciate you calling in. Check him out on Twitter. Instagram, Snapchat, stack_0995. I think it was your Facebook. What's your Facebook?
Omar Mob, Omar MOB.
There you go. There we go. Check him out, man. He's doing his thing. He's up and coming. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
Anytime you want, man.
All right. Thank you, man.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Peace.
Yep.
Okay, I got 704. You're live.
What's up? Who's calling? Where you from?
Yo, this is Young D the Real, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Gotta raise up. All right. What's up? You got like a SoundCloud or anything, man?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a SoundCloud. SoundCloud.com/ Hellbell Records. That's the label I ride with.
LL Records.
Yep. H-E-L-L-B-E-L-L Records.
Mm-hmm. Ah, okay, man.
So you're an artist on that label, huh?
Yeah, I'm an artist, man. I'm also the CEO. I started it, man. Like, there's a lot of, I don't know if you guys have touched base on it, but there's a lot of that egotistical stuff as far as local artists, so I had to do it myself from the jump.
All right. We can commend that, but, you know, it's just good to know the ropes and to do it yourself, you know, to know what the grind is really like. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you get to own everything. It's yours. You know what I mean? You make the rules, right?
Exactly. Well, yeah, I got SoundCloud, man. I just dropped a mixtape in April. Anybody who messes with audiomat.com, look me up under Hellbell Records. The name of the mixtape is called Smoked Out.
Smoked Out. Now, listen.
Yeah.
I'm on your SoundCloud right now. What's the first song I should be listening to?
Man, you should probably jump on that Fresh, man. Fresh. I dropped that on my album last year. That's on Spotify from the 910 to the 704.
I'm definitely going to check that out later, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely do that, man. I'm also always looking to, you know, collab and feature with other artists, man. I'm just trying to get my name out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that goes to everyone listening, you know what I'm saying? He's looking to collab. Yeah.
I'm always looking to collab. I'm working on a mixtape right now called Appreciate the Patience 4.
Like that. I like that. Appreciate
it. Wait, you said it was a mixtape?
Yeah.
Are you featuring other artists on that one?
Yeah, man, I'm featuring any artist trying to get on. I already have a couple of songs already on the track list with great artists, man. Some from VA, some from Kentucky, one of my mans from Florida, he just moved, so I got up with him.
DCYS. Yo, you might get one from DCYS. We're just saying.
So what now?
That would be a dope thing.
You know, we would love to jump on that. DCYS coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely holler at me, man. I have music everywhere, man. I'm on YouTube. Like I said, I just dropped that joint, Smoked Out on 420. You know, Smoking Ride of that. The hottest joint on there to me is between two songs. That's that Deep Breath. And I'm going to get it you boys for your next show to drop that on your show for the audience. You know what I mean? And I got that, also got that So High on there.
Yeah, man. Yo, we definitely want your songs in rotation, you know?
Yeah, I definitely want to check that out. He says he suggests Fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not only dropped last year, is one of the first songs you check out at SoundCloud, which is at Hellbell Records, Hellbell Records on SoundCloud. Check them out. It's from North Carolina.
Yeah, Kannapolis, North Carolina, 20 minutes up the road from Charlotte, man. Like I'm telling everybody around here, if you're not in Charlotte, they don't want to give you the time of the day. So what I'm pushing is all the talent in the 704 is unlimited to Charlotte.
All right, man. Well, listen. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
I was about to let you go without asking you to honor us with some bars before we let you go, man.
Nah, I tell you what, man, I don't really do this freestyle gig, but the track I'm going to send y'all is called Deep Breath, and I'm going to do the first verse from that joint right there.
Exclusive, another one.
Thank you very much.
This is DCYS, y'all. Thank you so much.
All right. This is from Deep Breath, also on that Smoked Out. Took one step at a time, had to collect all the dimes in order to buy me some chips. Man, ain't that some shit? Never thought I would make it, never thought I would shine. I woke up this morning, said I gotta get mine. Can't be wasting the time, time keeps on moving. If you lose your breath, you lose your step and you'll get left. Money keeps on trucking, went from nothing to something. Don't gamble, my nigga, I collect no bluffing. Mama said you'll make it, baby, keep on grinding. Just speak the truth. Yeah, I do that daily. So it's fuck you. I don't get forgiveness, but I dish out mercy. Shit, ain't that funny? But my life ain't no joke. Did it all to survive on this music. Young B do thrive. No pause. All I need is to breathe, breathe. No pause. All I need is to breathe, breathe. That's it.
Yeah,
that's it,
man. That was it.
I'm
going to
check that out on SoundCloud, man. So I know that's one more recent one you put up there. 17
yeah,
days.
Deep Breath. Deep Breath is on SoundCloud as well, man. All you got to do is check that page out with Wap Cook / HBR, man, and that's where that song is sitting at on SoundCloud.
All right, man. Well, listen, we appreciate you calling in.
Appreciate that.
Young B, a.k.a. Young B the Real. We appreciate you. If you want to call in, man, just call in. Talk some shit.
I definitely will. Like I said, I'm going to link up with you boys in 2 weeks to drop 2 tracks off, so everybody stay tuned for that. And I appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity just to voice myself.
Anytime. It's all love, baby.
All right, man. Be good.
You too, man. All right,
peace.
Yeah.
All right, so that wraps up the show, man.
Wow, that hour went quick.
Yes, it did.
Quick. We had some great content. You know, people will be checking us out on Facebook Live, Periscope, at the official DCYS. Just reach out to us, you know, and the station.
Yeah.
Blackout Radio, you know.
Just call in. If you're artists or otherwise, we had a promoter call in today.
Yeah, anybody. You know, anybody grinding independently.
It's all good.
Or maybe this call.
Just trying to help the community get larger and get more connected.
Everyone has a voice.
Everybody needs a helping hand sometimes, whatever.
Man, we can all make it. You know
what I'm saying? Well, I mean, you can't all make it.
Not 100%
of people. Anyway. Without that being said, again, we're Dr. Kyle. And
hello, sir. Show number 5 wrapped up.
With DCYS.
With special guest B. Cole. We got to shout him out.
Yeah, B. Cole, 206 on Twitter, it's called
Turn Up Music.
Yeah, it's called music.com. Check this shit out. It's pretty good. Check out PAX. I like that track.
Yeah, man.
And I guess we're not going to be here next week. We'll see you guys August 3rd at 10 o'clock on the Periscope, on Facebook. Check us out at the official DCYS.blogspot.com for all our links. Because I fucking forget how to, I don't know. All
and then Twitter and Instagram, DCYS_ENT.
There it is.
And check us after the show for a wrap up, theofficialdcys.blogspot.com.
Switch. Thank you very much. Catch you in 2 weeks.
Tonight. How many people tuned in?
I don't know.
See, I saw a lot of eyes, dude.